Our topic for today is relief for chaos and significant loss. In A Course in Miracles, we learn that our thoughts create our experiences 100% of the time. This seems simple, yet when you're faced with the impossible, this may seem like something you'd like to forget. It's hard to accept that the chaos or the devastation you are looking at was actually created by your own mind. This is not something to blame yourself for. This is something to be aware of. The Course teaches that the one thing you must do is to accept that you are the dreamer of your dream. It is with this acceptance that you will learn to create a much happier life. There are times in life that you experience chaos or significant loss, and it seems to happen in a flash. All of a sudden, someone or something has changed, and you are left to deal with it and pick up the pieces. You look on what has changed, and you're tempted to use what you see to decide that you are vulnerable, powerless, alone, or inadequate. This is called validating the illusion. This is also how the illusion recycles itself over and over again. You hold a fearful thought or a belief, then you project that thought into an experience, and then you use what you see to validate your belief. Round and round you go. There is a way to stop this endless cycle. Step number one, you must recognize that what you see and experience is the result of your past thoughts and beliefs. Step number two, when you're looking at an experience that mirrors your beliefs, your part is to question the belief. A Course in Miracles teaches that you are quick to question God, but you rarely question the illusion or the belief. Step number three, remember that you are always looking at your past thoughts in front of you, nothing more. Step number four, here is the point of real change. Here is the place where the cycle of pain can come to an end. The moment you experience anything that disturbs your peace, stop right there. Turn it over to the Holy Spirit. This is the wisest and highest place of your consciousness. Do not judge it. Let the Holy Spirit judge it for you. Do not decide what to do. Let the Holy Spirit decide for you. Turn the whole situation over to the Holy Spirit and dedicate it to the truth. Once you do this, peace is inevitable. The Course teaches that if you make a decision while you are in fear, when you're faced with an illusion, you will be wrong. With your fear-based thoughts, you cannot possibly know the right solution or course of action that would be perfect for everyone involved. Only the highest place of wisdom within you can orchestrate all the details to ensure a happy outcome for everyone involved. In your personal life, you may be faced with the sudden loss of a loved one, financial devastation, an illness, or a powerful storm, or some other experience that results in significant loss. It's easy in that moment to use what you see to judge yourself or your situation. If you remember that you are always looking at your past thoughts in front of you, this is the last thing you want to do. If you use what you see to judge yourself or your situation, you will reinforce your same fearful beliefs over and over again. This means that you will see them again and again. Let's practice what I'm talking about here. Let's say that you're looking at the aftermath of a powerful storm. There is flooding, loss of home, loss of life, loss of power. There is devastation everywhere. It would be very easy in this moment to question God and think, where is God? Why would he let this happen? Doesn't he like us? Has he turned his back on us? And other questions like this. It would be easy to use what you see to validate your belief that you are separate from God, that you are unloved, or that you're completely forgotten. Or you might decide that God is powerless or that he just doesn't care. No matter what you decide in that moment of fear, you will be wrong. Because based on what you see, you will only come up with a fearful conclusion. In A Course in Miracles, it teaches that devastation, suffering, sacrifice, loss, and even despair are not God's will for you. He did not create them, and He would never offer them to you. His will is for your happiness and that you would have everything. You might ask, well then, how did the storm get there? If God wants my happiness, why didn't He stop it? If God is all-powerful, why did it happen? The Course would remind you that you are looking at the effects of your false beliefs, nothing more. When you accepted the idea of separation, you are now looking at a world that represents separation, devastation, loss, and despair. When you look on a scene of devastation, you are looking at the projection of your belief in separation, vulnerability, and darkness. God did not create separation, vulnerability, powerlessness, or darkness. Therefore, what you are looking at is not the truth. The Course goes further to say that because God loves you, He would never leave you without help. This is why He gave you the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the bridge between the truth, as God created it, and also your illusions. The Holy Spirit is the interpreter, almost like a translator, the one who knows what you go through, the pain, the suffering, the sadness, and the fear. But He also knows how to lead you back to the truth of who you are. It's as if you've fallen asleep, and in your dream, you dream that you were separate, vulnerable, and unsafe. That's why you need the Holy Spirit as your guide at all times. If you rely on your own mind to guide you, you will always draw from the past. You might think of your own thoughts in your own brain as a library of past thoughts and experiences. The only thing you have to draw from at the human level is the past. And as a result, you will recreate the past over and over again without meaning to. Yet you have a great opportunity for everything to be different right now, from this point forward. It will require a different response than what you've ever done before. Let's say that you see the aftermath of the storm, and just when you're about to go into fear and despair and validate your belief that you are separate from God, abandoned, you pause right there, and instead of judging your situation and validating your old fearful beliefs, you do this instead. Step number one, you recognize that the devastation that you see is the effect of the collective belief in separation, devastation, and loss. Step number two, your part is simply to question that belief instead of questioning God. Step number three, remember that you are always looking at your past thoughts in front of you, nothing more. Do not give it more meaning than this. It doesn't mean that you will sit in a closet and not take action. It means that you are looking straight at the experience and you are recognizing that this is not God's will for you, and you are asking for the truth instead of this. So you will pause and you will turn over all of your fears and judgments to the Holy Spirit. Do not judge your situation. Let the Holy Spirit judge it for you. Do not decide what to do. Let the Holy Spirit decide for you. If there are steps to be taken, you will be told of what they are. God's will is your happiness and that you would continue in undisturbed peace. The Course teaches that if you make a decision while you're facing this illusion, you will be wrong. From your vantage point, you will still be in fear, and with your fear-based thoughts, you will not know the right solution that will be the perfect one for everyone there. Only the highest place of wisdom within you can orchestrate the details to ensure happiness for everyone. Let's take a moment now and tune in, holding in your mind, any scene or situation, whether it's personal or professional or global, holding a scene in your mind where you felt absolutely surprised or devastated or shocked or frustrated, or something happened all in one moment and you couldn't change it. You just had to deal with it. You had to handle the situation. You had to do the best that you could. And in that moment, you might have been very afraid, and you were probably coming from a place of fear. But let's first acknowledge that you did the very best you knew how, given the information you had and the steps that you were aware of. But today, we're going to join together, and let's release all the negative charges of that time in that moment. Let's go ahead and tap over the heart and repeat after me. I am aware I have faced many situations where I have been fearful, shocked, or surprised. Perhaps the situation was more than I thought I could bear. And yet I had to go on. I had to move through it. It was more than I thought I could bear. I am willing to love myself, to recognize I did the best I knew how. Let's go to the other side of the chest. There have been times when I have been faced with challenges that have been so stressful, and they seem to go on much longer than I have ever imagined. I am willing to release all the stress, all the frustration, all the self-judgment of these experiences. I turn this situation over, that it would be lifted from me and handled for me by the Holy Spirit. Let's go to the top of the head. I release all the pressure, all the pain, all the anger, all the shock, all the frustration of this experience. I had to deal with it. I didn't think I could. I had to move on. I didn't think I would. But somehow, some way, the power of God within me helped me to move forward. Let's go to the eyebrow point. I am willing to forgive myself for feeling powerless, feeling unsafe, feeling vulnerable. I ask God to replace these feelings with His peaceful, loving thoughts. I am willing to accept His will for my happiness. Let's go to the side of the eye. I release all the pressure, all the fear, all the pain, all the sadness. I am not my past. I will not validate this belief in separation. I am one with God, now and forever. Let's go under the eye on the cheek point. I accept myself without judgment. I have carried this frustration long enough. Let's go under the nose. Dear God, help me to see the truth instead of this. On the chin point, I see these images of devastation and of loss. Everything changed in a flash. I release all the sadness, all the grief of this moment. I turn it over. I give it to you, where it can be healed and restored on my behalf. Let's pause and take a nice, long, deep, cleansing breath, allowing yourself to feel a deep sense of relaxation as it pours down and through your body. Whatever images you have held on to, whatever pain or sadness or suffering, your body is not intended to carry these feelings. With your willingness, they can be lifted from your heart today, right now. Let's tap on the side of the hand together. I release all the sadness, all the pain of the images I have seen. I release the past. If I have accepted any thought or a belief that I could be separate from my own Creator, I ask you, God, to heal this thought and restore my mind to peace. Let's go up over the heart. I am one with you, now and forever. Go to the other side of the chest. My loved ones are safe because God created them. They are one with Him. He is their source. God is my source. I have nothing to fear. Let's go to the center of the chest. I stand in the certainty of God Himself, that I represent light. In that light, there is no darkness. I am safe. I am whole. I am complete. And I am loved. Let's pause now, taking another long, deep breath, allowing yourself to release and let go of the past, whatever images you're holding in your heart, whatever images of personal loss, professional loss at work, with your career, or even at that global level, wherever we have seen it, even in another person or another place. Remember that everything that we see is one with us. You cannot do this work just for yourself. We must acknowledge that the truth is true for everyone, everywhere. We must be willing together to look through and beyond every illusion and to hold on to what we do know, that God's will is our happiness. And when we are not seeing it with our eyes or feeling it in our heart, that it means that we have accepted an illusion in the place of truth. Dear God, we come to you together. We ask that if there's ever been any place in our mind where we have consented to illness, lack, pain, suffering, loss, or death, that you would heal this place of our mind, that we could give you this space where all of our fearful thoughts and beliefs could be undone. We want only what you have given. We think only our thoughts with you. Today we abandon our fearful beliefs and we choose to focus only on the truth. Whatever that is, we ask the Holy Spirit to guide us. Dear God, we come to you. We offer you this space where the Holy Spirit could accomplish the peace that we are longing for. We are learning that our part is to make the invitation and your part is to accomplish the goal. Help us to understand that it is not up to us to accomplish the goal of peace. Our part is to look straight at the illusion of suffering, sacrifice, loss, fear, abandonment, and death, and to declare that it is false. It is not what God created. It is not what God wills for us, and we choose instead to know the truth. We ask for the truth to replace all illusion. And so we rest in this idea that only the truth is true. There is only God. There is only the power of God. There is only the presence of God. There is no opposing power. Today we bring you all of our illusions and we bring them to the truth, where they are undone and dispelled in the light. Only the truth is true. Thy will be done. Amen. I thank you all for joining me tonight. In A Course in Miracles, it says that humility will never ask that you accept littleness, but it does require that you accept the greatness that comes not of you. This is Robin Duncan with the Miracle Center of California. And if you haven't done so already, you can download a free copy of our EFT Tapping Points diagram from the EFT training page on our website at miraclecenterofca.com, or you can watch one of our training videos on how to combine EFT and prayer on our YouTube channel at Robin Duncan 100.